You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Saturday, 11 April, the Hollywood Avondale is screening the entirety of Season 1 of Twin Peaks as part of a one-time-only marathon and special event. Twin Peaks first aired in April of 1990. The series was created by Mark Frost, who had a television background, and David Lynch, who had recently reached mainstream success with his film Blue Velvet. The pair aspired to create something entirely new and unique for television. The series has been described as genre-bending, encompassing murder mystery, supernatural horror, psychological thriller, and more. It is especially known for establishing the long-form mystery format that is common in modern prestige dramas. I spoke to Billy Rogers from the Hollywood Avondale about the enduring importance of Twin Peaks and what will be happening at the event on 11 April. So my understanding is that this is the first time an event like this has been done in New Zealand, if not the world. Where did the idea come from?
It has been done around the world before, but you have to get permissions if you want to do anything theatrically, like a public performance, if you will, of a TV show or a movie. So the rights have been a bit muddy ever since it came out. It's like, who has the rights? I don't know, but we found them and we've got permission to do this. So it's really exciting for us. We've been wanting to do it for years because obviously Twin Peaks is one of the best TV series ever, in my opinion, and lots of others as well.
To me, it also feels like the timing for it happening right now is really great because I feel like there's a bit of a David Lynch renaissance happening, particularly for younger people are talking about David Lynch at the moment. Is that something you've found?
Well, yeah, he passed away sadly last year and Hollywood did a full retrospective of his features. And that was really beautiful. People came out and watched his movies on the big screen, which is what he really wanted. You know, he sort of loved the cinema experience. That was a really important thing to him. So it felt like a nice way to honor his incredibly original and brilliant work. So yeah, that was like a really nice thing for us to do last year in February, I think. So it's been more front of mind than ever when we did that, wanting to do the Twin Peaks marathon.
And this is a big event because I know along with the screening, there will be prizes, cherry pie, and a musical performance. Could you speak to these elements as well?
Yeah, so we've had Coffee Supreme come on board, which has been amazing. Like their team, they're really into Twin Peaks, which helps. And they have coffee, and coffee's such a big thing in the story of Twin Peaks. Agent Cooper, in his famous line, the damn fine cup of coffee. So that makes a lot of sense to have their involvement. There's going to be filtered coffee going all night. They've done a special Hollywood Twin Peaks Coffee Supreme filter coffee bag that you can purchase at the merch desk, which is really exciting. There might be some cups and T-shirts and tote bags, hopefully, and some posters at the merch table also. We're going to go all out. It's sort of feelings based, like not everything has been planned yet. So, but that's true to Hollywood style. It'll all come together in the end, I hope. And it will. It'd be good. And yes, we have the special musical performance, which hasn't been announced. It's pretty exciting. What I can say is that the person performing is a personal friend and has worked with David Lynch. So if you can guess.
That sounds very exciting.
Yeah, and we've got to keep the mystery alive.
Yeah, so absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
There's no surprises in life anymore. So we thought that might be quite fun.
It's part of the event. That's great.
Yeah.
And obviously it sounds like there's a lot of things happening for fans of David Lynch and fans of Twin Peaks, but who is your target audience for this? Maybe on the spectrum of people who've never seen the show before to super fans, who are you hoping turns up?
Well, I really hope that everyone and anyone turns up, really. Like, it's nice to do something as a community and get excited. And there's the dress up element. So obviously I think the super fans will be going really hard with that one. Yeah, but it would make me really happy if someone has come in cold and doesn't actually know the twists and turns. Like, that's going to be exciting. And of course, no one's seen it in a movie theater before. Like, when it came out in the 90s, it was your shitty little tiny tube TV. I think I remember going into Mum's room and she was watching it and seeing, you know, and she's like, get out, I'm busy. So I haven't seen it. I watched it on a laptop when I was a teenager, so I don't even remember it that well. So another reason why we're doing this is I kind of want to watch it again. The lucky privilege of working at a movie theater.
I love that. And given the novelty of this kind of experience and the importance of theatrical experiences, especially right now, what do you hope people get out of the Twin Peaks Marathon?
I hope that they just relish in the fact that they're doing something really unique and special, which is what David Lynch and Mark Frost, who wrote the series together, that was their goal at the time when they were creating Twin Peaks, was to do something entirely different, because television at that time was very sort of monster of the week. It was Scooby-Doo, X-Files, so that was all tied up in one. But they serialized television, so they created the sort of setup where the story would continue. So I think that it is like a big movie in, you know, the Twin Peaks movie, 9 hours long, come on down. Yeah, I just think that it's nice to sit down and have a fully immersive experience and take it all in.
That was Billy Rogers from Hollywood Avondale on Twin Peaks and the special marathon event the theatre is hosting on April 11. Hollywood Avondale is also playing Firewalk With Me, the prequel film to the series, on April 19.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.